你看见麦牧师又老又看不见，很老，眼睛很不好。
You're looking at a very old, very old Reverend Mac who cannot see.
但是天父的恩典够我们用。
But God is gracious. Okay, His grace is enough for us.
所以我虽然85岁，眼睛看不见，但是还可以讲道。
So that's why, although I'm 85 years old and I cannot see, I can still preach.
刚才读两段圣经，内容非常简单，也非常清楚。
The two scriptures that we read are simple scriptures, but they speak very clearly to us.
第一段经文是加勒这个老人家84岁，他说：“我跟我的家都要侍奉耶和华。”
The first scripture is a quote from Caleb, an 85-year-old man, and he says, "As for me and my family, we will worship God."
他说：“别人怎么样，我没有权柄管理他们。”
But he says, "Okay, as for the others, okay, I have no control over them."
但是我的家，我有责任管理我的家。
But as for me and my family, I have a responsibility to lead them.
我跟我的家要侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
第二段经文内容也很简单，也很清楚。
The second scripture is also simple and clear.
保罗在腓立比传道的时候，
When Paul was preaching in Philippi,
别人讲他的坏话，所以他被关在监牢里面。
He got thrown into prison.
但是看守监牢的人却信了耶稣。
But the prison guard who was looking over him ended up trusting his life to Jesus.
圣经说，这个看监牢的人，他信了耶稣，他和他一家都很快乐。
The Bible tells us that the jailer, not only did he trust his life to Jesus, but his family also trusted the lives of Jesus.
他和他的家都很快乐。
He and his entire household were filled with joy.
最重要是我们的家非常快乐。
What's important is our family must be a happy family.
我们把两段圣经合起来就可以看见一幅图画。
You see, when we put the two scriptures together, we see a picture.
我跟我的家要侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
我跟我的家可以得着真正的喜乐。
As for me and my family, we will be filled with joy.
为什么可以得着喜乐呢？
Why are we going to be filled with joy?
我们今天来看几段的圣经。
Okay, let's look at a few scriptures today.
第一，
First,
每一个做儿女的人，
Every child,
你是男的，你是女的，
No matter whether you're a son or a daughter,
每一个儿女要留心听圣经的话。
Every child must be careful to listen to the words of the Bible.
特别是第一段圣经。
Especially this first scripture.
我请各位用中文念出来，英文的请你们听那个意思，跟着上来就可以。
We will first read it in Chinese.
单单念中文的，英文的不必念。
Listen.
好，一二三。
孝敬父母，使你得福。
我们从头再来好吗？整整齐齐，每一个人都开口，每一个人都把圣经的话念出来。
孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。 这是第一条带应许的诫命，以弗所书六章三节。
圣经有一个很奇怪的应许。
You see, there is an interesting promise in the Bible.
圣经说，要是你孝敬父母，你就会长命。
This is what the Bible says.
活在世界上很久的时间。
If you honor your parents, okay, you will live long on this world.
孝敬父母就会长命吗？
But do we really live a very long life if we honor our parents?
这两样事情怎么有关系呢？
And how do you put the two things together?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
亲爱的朋友，
friends,
请你留心这个圣经的真理。
Please pay attention to this truth from the Bible.
我们假如对老人家很孝敬，很爱他们。
If we honor seniors,
我们的儿女看在眼里面，他就学我们的榜样，以后他们也很敬爱你们，很爱你们。
When our children see how we honor our seniors, okay, they will learn from us. And in the future, when we ourselves become seniors, our children will honor us.
这样我们就会长命了。
And so, okay, we will all live long.
要是我们对老人家不好，那一些儿女看见将来对我们不好，我们就活活的气死了，短命了。
See, on the other hand, if we do not honor seniors, and when our children see us doing that, they will learn from us, and then they're not going to honor us. And so, we are going to have a rough time, and we will die.
Soon.
Soon.
所以圣经的真理很奇妙的。
And so, you see, the Bible, the truth of the Bible is very interesting.
我们今天爱老人家。
See, when we love our seniors today,
儿女看见藏在心里，将来也爱我们。
When our children see us love our seniors, they will love us, they will learn from us.
我们就得着长命。
We will live long.
还有第二段圣经也是很有趣的。请大家一同念一二三。
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。哥罗西书三章二十节。
第一，我们要给父母没有缺乏。
First, we must make sure that we provide for our parents.
第二，要常常让他安心。
And secondly, we have to put their hearts at ease.
更重要的，要荣耀我们的父亲、母亲。
And most importantly, we have to honor our father and mother.
我们要叫他们得着荣耀。
Okay. We have to honor them.
他们可以享受一个荣耀的别人的称赞。
Let them live their lives honorably.
怎么叫我们的父亲得着荣耀呢？
But what does it mean to honor our parents?
怎么叫我们的母亲得着荣耀呢？
What does it mean to honor our mothers?
我们要预备一些机会。
We have to create opportunities.
让人称赞我们的父亲，让人称赞我们的母亲。
We have to create opportunities so that other people can give them praise.
有一次，有一家人请我们吃饭。
One time, a family invited us to dinner.
他说：“麦牧师，我的爸爸妈妈从香港来。
”And they said, "Reverend Mark, our parents have just come from Hong Kong."
他跟你的年纪差不多。
They are about your age.
我们请你来我家吃饭好吗？
Will you come over to our house for dinner?
我们说很好，很好。
And we said very, very good, very good. Thank you.
我们就到他家里吃饭。
And so we went to his house for dinner.
看见两位老人家从香港来。
And we met the parents who had just come from Hong Kong.
很老了。
Very old, very old people.
好像一朵枯萎了的玫瑰花这样。
They looked a little bit like wilting roses.
啊，以前很美丽，现在不美丽了。
I think they were beautiful people when they were younger, but not anymore.
两个人都好像枯萎的玫瑰花，
头这样
掉下来。
Both of them looked like this ago, wilting roses.
以后我们就谈话。
Yep.
以后我们就谈话。
And then, yeah, we talked to them.
她四个女儿。
They had four children.
没有儿子。但是四个女儿不但在香港念完大学，还来加拿大继续深造。
You see, they had four daughters, no boys, and they came to Canada for further studies.
在香港念中学。
They studied in secondary school in Hong Kong.
以后在香港大学念完书。
And they also finished university in Hong Kong.
四个女儿都念大学。
All four of their daughters.
四个女儿都送来加拿大念硕士、念博士。
And then all four daughters came to Canada for graduate school, masters and doctorates.
我说你们家里很有钱哦。
And I said, well, you must have a lot of money in your family.
啊，老人家说我没有钱。
Ah, but the old couple told me, no, we don't have any money.
我前半生是做裁缝，替人家做衣服。
I used to work as a tailor.
但后半生也是。做另外一个工作。
And then later on, I worked in another profession.
我因为眼睛不好，不能做衣服了。
So when my eyes turned bad and I could no longer
所以
be a tailor,
我就在街上学卖那个牛渣，牛的内脏。
So when I could no longer cut cloth to make clothes, okay, I started selling.
内脏
ox it's called offal ox intestines ox the inner parts of
yeah
of ox
yeah 卖牛渣
so I was selling that as a hawker
okay. yeah
as a street vendor
他说我没有钱。
And he said, we didn't have any money.
我靠着两把剪刀把我四个女儿栽培读书。
And so all my life I worked with two pairs of scissors, one as a tailor and the other as a, what was it? As an,
inner power.
It's an ox inner vendor.
他说我没有钱。
I have no money, he said.
我说你靠两把剪刀就送四个女儿从香港来加拿大念书啊。
And I asked him again, did you manage to send four daughters to come to Canada to school with two pairs of scissors?
忽然间，老人家好像那个玫瑰花加了水，那个玫瑰花忽然间就。起来了。
You see, when he heard that, suddenly he started blooming like a wilting rose. Okay,
本来是枯萎的玫瑰花。
He was all droopy and tired.
我说你两把剪刀把四个女儿送来加拿大读书啊。
But when he heard that story, he started blooming. It came alive. Yes.
啊，他就。好像那个 blooming roses 忽然间就抬起头来是啊两把剪刀把四个女儿送来加拿大读书
Yes, he came alive like a blooming rose, and he said, with two pairs of scissors, I managed to send four daughters to Canada to school.
我说，先生，老先生，两把剪刀，那一把剪刀容易一点啊。
And I asked him, good sir, which pair of scissors was easier to use?
老先生还没有回答，老婆婆就回答了。
But his wife gave me the answer first.
Oh, 当然是卖那个牛肉的那个比较容易啦。
And then this old lady said, okay, of course it's the second pair of scissors which you use to cut cow's intestines.
卖那个牛肉的剪刀容易呢？
Now, why was it easier to use the second pair of scissors?
他说啊，替人家做衣服啊，不能随便啊，一剪错了就没有办法救了。
Ah, they explained, well, when you're a tailor, you can't make mistakes when you cut.
但是卖牛肉呢，那个人好一点，我就剪他大块一点；他不好，我就剪小块一点。
But when you cut intestines and stuff like that, you can cut as you wish.
他说很自由啊。
And he said, okay, it's totally free.
一面讲笑话，一面哒哒哒哒哒
哒哒哒哒哒哒。And because you joke along with your customers and you start cutting.
两个老人家本来是已经是枯萎了的玫瑰花，忽然间变成个 blooming roses.
So, two very old people, they were like wilting roses, and suddenly they started blooming.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们怎样爱我们爸爸妈妈呢?
How does the Bible tell us to love our parents?
第一, 让他没有缺乏。
First, to make sure that they do not lack anything.
第二，他们的心很安定。
Secondly, okay, put their hearts at ease.
第三，你要安排一些机会，让老人家得到人的称赞。
And third, okay, you have to create opportunities so that other people can honor them.
这样，你就是一个孝顺的儿女。
Okay, this is what it means to be.A child who honors
你这样对老人家，你的儿女就照样对待你。
When you do this to your parents, your children will do the same to you.
以后你就可以很长命喽。
And then you will live long.
下来，我们再看一些圣经。
Okay, let's look at another scripture.
请做爸爸妈妈的留心看圣经的话。好，我们先看三段圣经，还是儿女看的。
OK，
再看三段，还是儿女。
OK， 要不要念出来？要。
好，我们先看第一段，看耶稣基督做儿女，他做儿子怎么样对爸爸妈妈。
First, we will read the scripture in Mandarin.
好，我们一起来念中文的、英文的。在旁边留心听，一、二、三。
耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。路加福音二章四十九到五十一节。
圣经的学者研究的结果是这样。
Now, Bible scholars came to this conclusion.
耶稣在十二岁以前可能不知道他是神的儿子。
Before he was 12 years old, Jesus probably did not know that he was son of God.
他也可能不知道神在他身上的计划。
And he probably did not know God's purpose for him.
在他婴孩的时候不知道。
When he was a child, he probably did not know.
可能在三岁、四岁的时候也不知道。
When he was three or four years old, he probably did not know.
大概在十二岁的时候。
But when he was around 12 years old,
耶稣开始知道他是神的儿子，他来世界上是为什么？
When he was around 12 years old, Jesus started realizing that he was Son of God.
所以路加福音记载说，
And that's why the Gospel of Luke has this account.
当耶稣十二岁去了圣殿，他就感觉要住在圣殿服侍上帝。
So when he was 12, okay, Jesus came to the temple in Jerusalem and he felt that he had to live in the temple to minister, to serve God.
所以他就住下来了。
And so he decided to stay.
约瑟跟玛利亚找他找不到。
But on the way back, Joseph and Mary, they could not find Jesus, their
但是耶稣是很可靠的小孩子。
Now, and Jesus was at that time, okay, supposedly just like any other child.
他不会像其他小孩子，他一定是很成熟，很乖的，不会做错事情的。
But he was unlike other children, in that he was far more mature.
所以隔了三天，爸爸妈妈没有找他。
And so that was probably why, for the first 3 days, his parents did not bother to look for him.
以后三天以后，
it was after 3 days.
约瑟跟玛利亚才找他。
It was after 3 days that Joseph and Mary started looking for him.
在圣殿找到耶稣。
And they ended up finding him in the temple.
就对他说：“你为什么留在圣殿呢？”
And so they asked Jesus, "Why did you stay behind in the temple?"
我们回家，为什么你不跟着我们回家呢？
Why didn't you come with us? Okay, when we started going home.
耶稣说：“我岂不应当以天父的事为念吗？”
And Jesus replied, "Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house?"
我要留在圣殿服侍上帝。
And Jesus said that I have to stay in the temple. I have to worship God.
约瑟跟玛利亚不明白他讲什么。
Joseph and Mary did not understand what Jesus was talking about.
他就是对他说：“你十二岁的小孩子，回去跟我们回家。”
All they knew was, "You're only 12 years old. You have to come with us. Come with us home."
圣经记载，耶稣就听爸爸妈妈的话。
And according to the Bible, Jesus decided to listen to his parents.
他感觉应当留在圣殿。
He felt that he ought to have stayed in the temple.
但是他没有这样做。
But he did not stay in the temple.
他就听爸爸妈妈的话回家了。
He chose to listen to his parents and follow them home.
你说十二岁的小孩子当然要听爸爸妈妈的话咯。
You might say that, well, of course, when you're 12, you have to listen to your parents.
到耶稣三十岁的时候，
But when Jesus was 30,
他要出来传道。
He had to come out to start his preaching ministry.
他预备出来传道。
He was preparing to leave his home.
他妈妈跟他参加一个婚礼。
And his mother at that time went with Jesus to a wedding party.
发觉酒用尽了，没有酒了。
And they found that, well, they had finished drinking all the wine.
所以妈妈就对耶稣说：“你帮帮他们吧。”
And in the middle of that party, his mother Mary told Jesus, "Hey, they've run out of wine. Do something for them."
耶稣说：“我的时间还没有到。”
And Jesus told her, "Look, my time is not yet."
玛利亚没有听耶稣基督的话。
And at that time, Mary did not listen to Jesus.
玛利亚就说：“你帮他们啦，你帮他们啦。”
All she cared about was, "Go and help them. Do something."
耶稣虽然说我的时间没有到，但是他还是听妈妈的话，变水为酒。
Note that even though Jesus said, "My time is not yet," it's not time for me to do anything yet, but he decided to listen to his mom and
12岁的小孩子当然要听爸爸妈妈的话。
And of course, when you're 12, of course, you have to listen to your parents.
但是耶稣30岁的时候
But when Jesus was 30,
虽然他说我的时间还没有到，但是他还是听妈妈的话。
Even though he said that his time was not yet, it wasn't time for him to do anything yet, he still decided to listen to his mother.
我们再看第三段圣经。
Let's look at a third scripture.
耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
When Jesus was hanging on the cross,
完全的顺服上帝的旨意
He was completely following, obeying the will of his Father in heaven.
他牺牲自己的生命要拯救世界的人
He was giving up his own life, okay, to save the world.
耶稣还是爱他的妈妈，为他的妈妈安排最好最好。
Even when Jesus was hanging from the cross, when he saw his mother,He tried to make the best arrangements for his mother.
我们一起念第三段经文。
Let us read this third scripture in Mandarin.
1, 2, 3。
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”约翰福音19:26。
耶稣基督顺服神的旨意。
You see, Jesus Christ obeyed the will of God.
他完完全全按着神的计划而行。
He followed God's will to the letter, to the very end.
他牺牲自己，甚至死在十字架。
He gave up his own life to die on the cross.
但是同时他也爱他的母亲，为他的母亲做了最好的安排。
But at the same time, he loved his mother, and so he made the best possible arrangements for her.
母亲，看约翰做你的儿子。
And what he was saying was, okay, mother, okay, take John to be your son.
母亲啊，我要服侍你。但是我现在不能服侍你了。
In effect, he was saying, "Mother, I can no longer serve you."
但是约翰代替我服侍你。
But John will take my place and serve you.
他又转过来对约翰说。
And then he turned around and he spoke to John.
啊，要爱你的母亲，你当我的母亲，做你的母亲，以后。你服侍他吧。
John, okay, this is my mother, okay, but take her to be your own mother and serve her in the days ahead.
圣经记载说，从那个时候开始，约翰就照顾玛利亚，一直到他离开世界。
And the Bible tells us that from that time onward, John took Mary to be his own mother, and he took care of her until the very end.
耶稣给我们很好的榜样。
So Jesus set a very fine example for us here.
他十二岁的时候，他顺服、孝敬他父亲、母亲。
When he was 12, okay, he obeyed his parents, and he honored them.
但到他三十岁出来传道的时候，虽然说我的时间还没有到，还是听母亲的话，变水为酒。
When he was 30, when he started his preaching ministry, and even though he knew that his time had not yet come, he still decided to listen to his mother and turn wine into, oh, and turn water into wine.
到他33岁被挂在十字架上的时候。
And when he was 33, when he died on the cross,
他完全顺服天父。
He was completely following, obeying the will of his Father in heaven.
完全牺牲自己的生命。
He sacrificed his own life.
但是他还是为他母亲做了最好的安排。
He still made the best possible arrangements for his mother.
所以我们看，这是圣经教导我们怎么样孝敬父母，爱我们的父母。
And so from these episodes, we can see what the Bible tells us about honoring and loving our parents.
我们也现在也来看两段圣经。
And we'll look at two other scriptures now.
请父亲、母亲一起来看。
Parents, please read them together.
每一个人都看，特别父亲、母亲要留心看。
So everybody pay attention to these scriptures.
我们一起念一。二三，
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。箴言十四章二十六节，
儿女大了，父亲母亲不能跟他在一起。
See, when your children are grown up, you can no longer spend all your time with them.
特别儿女读大学了，他离开父亲母亲，一个人。在外面生活。
See, when they go to university, they have to start living life on their own.
他完全自己生活，没有父亲母亲不能管理他。
So they will start to live on their own. Okay, they can no longer. Okay, their parents can no longer be with them all the time.
所以做父亲母亲的要好好的安排。
And so parents need to make the arrangements carefully.
第一，十二岁以前，父亲母亲能够有权利完全管理小孩子。
Now, first remember, okay, when your children are younger than 12, okay, you have complete authority over them.
你就要用你父亲母亲的权利带他来礼拜堂。
You take them to church, okay, you exercise your authority as parents.
你来做礼拜，把儿女交给主日学的老师。
When you come to church, okay, you leave your children with your Sunday school teachers.
你参加各样的聚会，把小孩子留给儿童事工的牧师。
When you are in various ministries and meetings, okay, you leave your children with our children's ministry.
当孩子还没有到十二岁以前，你要好好用你父亲的权力带他来礼拜堂。
So when your children are not yet 12 years old, when they're still children, you have to exercise your authority and bring them to church.
过了十二岁就不同了。
But when they reach 12 years old, it's different.
过了十二岁，他就进到 teenage， 所谓青春期 ，13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19.
When they reach their teenage years, okay, things become different.
那你就要跟他商量。
Okay, you have to talk things over with them.
在早期青春期呢，讨论以后，你做父母最后的决定。
See, when they're early teens, you can talk to them first, but then you still have the final say.
你要跟他讨论 ，discuss， 大家商量，最后父母亲做最后决定。
Parents, if you have to discuss it, you have to talk things over with your children.But you still have the final say.
听他们的意见。
But listen to their response.
研究他们的意见。
Okay, pay attention to their opinions.
试试看照他们的意见给他们去做。
And see if it's possible to include their opinions.
最后，你做最后决定。
But you have the final say.
那是 early teenage.
That's for early teenagers.
但是到了十八岁、十九岁后期青春期后面的时候
，But when they get to be 18 or 19 in their late teenage years,
你们有讨论最后给儿女做 决定。
You still discuss things over with them, but your children will have the final say.
你试试看，尽量给他们做最后决定。
Give it a try. If at all possible, give them the final say.
你说他十八岁、十九岁还不懂事啊？
You might think that, well, they're only 18, 19.
请各位爸爸妈妈注意。
Now, parents, please pay attention.
再过一年。
In one more year.
他到二十岁。
They're going to be 20.
他进大学。
They're going to university.
你就没有机会跟他们讨论。
By then, you won't even have the chance to discuss things with them.
你没有机会影响他们。
You will no longer have an opportunity to influence them.
他们在大学里面完全自己做决定。
They will be completely on their own when they're in university.
所以十八岁、十九岁的时候。
And that's why when they're still 18 or 19,
讨论以后,
discuss things with them.
以后让他们做决定。
Discuss things with them and then let them make up their own minds.
假如错了,我们还有一点影响力。
If we make a mistake at this time, we still can have a little bit of influence.
一到了二十岁。
But as soon as they reach 20 years of age,
他进了大学
When they're in university,
我们就没有机会管他了。
We no longer have any opportunity to exercise authority over them.
所以在青春期早期的时候，是父母做最后决定。
And so, once again, in the early teenage years, it's the parents who have the final say.
到十八岁、十九岁，青春后期的时候，就让孩子们做决定。
When your children get to 18 or 19 in the late teenage years, they have the final say.
假如他们错了，你还有机会给他们一点影响。
If your children make a mistake by then, you still have a chance to help them.
大学，他们就离开父母亲，完全自己决定自己的事情。
Because when they enter university, they are completely on their own.
求天父教导我们做父母的。
And let our Heavenly Father help us parents.
我们要有一个敬虔的有一个敬畏上帝的心。
Help us parents to have a fear of God in our hearts.
在英文你们听得很清楚，敬畏上帝就是怕上帝。
Now, in English, we say we fear God, and it means fear.
要是父亲母亲外表是敬畏上帝，其实一点不敬畏上帝，那就是假的。
But what if parents appear to fear God, but in their hearts they have no fear of God?
求主带领。
So we really have to ask our Heavenly Father to help us on this.
我们要来做礼拜。
When we come to church,
我们要奉献金钱。
We offer gifts of money.
我们参加小组。
We become members of cell groups.
更要敬畏上帝，怕上帝。
But it's most important for us to fear God.
我们念第二段经文好吗？
Okay, let's read one more scripture.
我们一起念一二三。
管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
还有了，带一句呢。
下一段，我们继续念下一段。
这一段对了啊。好，我们再念一遍好吗？就是这一段，再念一次。啊，趁有指望，一二三，
趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
我们再念第三段圣经。啊，第三段圣经，
第三段圣经
很特别的，请大家留心，一面念一面思想。一二三，
你们做父亲母亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。以弗所书六章四节。
什么叫做不要惹儿女的气呢？
Now, what does it mean to not to exasperate your children?
那我们不要讲他了。
Well, does it mean we don't talk about them behind their backs?
他们好也不讲，坏也不讲了。你讲他就是惹他的气了，是这样吗？不是。
Does it mean that we never say anything about your children at all?
他对的，我们要讲对。
But you see, when they do something well, we have to say that well, they are doing well.
称赞他们。
We have to give them praise.
他们做的不对，我们要讲你不对。
But when they make a mistake, we have to tell them, "Hey, look, you made a mistake."
但是，亲爱的父母亲，请你注意。
But dear parents, please pay attention to this.
不要故意打击他的自尊心。
Do not hurt their pride.
Self-dignity.
Do not hurt their self-dignity.
不要故意打击他的自尊心。
Don't do it intentionally.
我们以为打击他他就印象深一点，这一方面是好的，但是另外一方面不好。
But we might think that by intentionally hurting them, hurting their self-dignity, it might be helpful to them. But in fact, this is not true.
这样，他们会失了志气。
Because if we do this, they will lose confidence.
相反的，做父母亲有两样。
On the contrary, there's two things that parents must do.
第一
，First，
向他保证，天父永远爱他。
Tell and remind your children that our Father in heaven always loves them.
所以将来你一定成功的。
Tell them that because your heavenly Father always loves you.You will succeed.
你一定可以改过的。
You will be a different person.
第二。
Secondly,
你要常常保证爸爸妈妈永远爱你。
You have to assure your children that you, that your parents, okay, will always love you.
你好的时候，爸爸妈妈当然爱你。
Tell them that.Yes, when you are doing well, your parents will love you, of course.
你坏，你做坏事，爸爸妈妈也爱你，不过爸爸妈妈很痛苦。
But even when you do something wrong, when you make a major mistake, your parents will still love you, even though it's going to hurt your parents.
爸爸妈妈心里很痛苦。
Yes, it hurts your parents.
爸爸妈妈虽然feel painful, 但是爸爸妈还是爱你。
Even though there is a lot of pain, okay, your parents still love you.
你将来一定可以改过的。
But you will become a different person.
你一定可以 correct 你的错误的。
Yes, you will be able to correct your mistakes.
你将来一定可以成功的。
You will succeed.
你将来可以做一个新的人的。
You will become a new person.
爸爸妈妈现在会帮助你。
Daddy and mommy will help you now.
有一天爸爸妈妈不能永远跟你在一起，你就要自己照顾自己啦。
But of course, daddy and mommy cannot be with you forever. One day, you will have to take care of yourself.
你发觉你管不了自己，不要怕，你祷告，耶稣帮助你，他要帮助你 correct your mistakes, 让你可以成功。
When you find that you cannot take care of yourself, okay, do not fear, because Jesus is with you. He will help you, and he will help you correct your mistakes.
你记得两样事情。
Remember two things.
爸爸妈妈永远爱你。
Your father and your mother will always love you.
天父永远爱你。
Your father in heaven will always love you.
爸爸妈妈不会放弃你。不会丢弃你。
Daddy and mommy will never give up on you.
天父也不会放弃你，不会丢弃你。
Your heavenly father will never give up on you.
这样就不是惹儿女的气。
This is what it means to not exasperate your children.
给他永远有希望。
Okay, and which also means, okay, to give them hope.
你说这样不是放纵他吗？
Parents might think, okay, is this not letting them loose?
不是的。
No.
爸爸妈妈帮不了，耶稣基督能够帮助你，可以改过，你可以做一个新的人，将来一定可以成功。
Because even when you as parents cannot help your children make any changes, Jesus always can, and Jesus will help them overcome and become successful people.
做父母亲一定要有一个好榜样，敬畏上帝。
As parents, you have to set a good example and fear God.
另外要给儿女一个把握，他不会得着上帝丢弃他，不会。
And you have to assure your children that God will never give up on them.
我们一起念最后两段经文好吗？
Okay, let's read the final two scriptures together.
我们把两段经文一起念完它，一二三。
你母亲老了，也不可藐视她。箴言二十三章二十二节，下一段。
一二三，
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。诗篇一百二十七篇三至五节。
第一段经文我把它总括起来。
I summarize with the first scripture.
不可咒诅，只可祝福。
And it's to bless and never to curse.
对我们的父亲母亲，他们老了很啰嗦，思想也不好，甚至有一点病态，请你记得永远不要咒诅，只有为他们祝福。
As our parents age, you can remember, okay, they may become nagging, they may become difficult, they may become hard to manage, but just remember this, bless them always, never curse them.
我也对父母亲讲最后的话。
And this is my final word for parents today.
你的儿女就好像箭袋里面的箭。
Your children are like arrows in a quiver.
一个箭放在箭袋里是没有用的。
See, when your arrows are in the quiver, okay, they are not useful at all.
一定要射出去。
Arrows are meant to be shot. You shoot them out.
当儿女长大了，
When your children grow up,
做父母要放手，让他们自己敬畏上帝。
When your children grow up, parents must learn to let go and let them make up their own minds, let them choose to fear God.
他们失败，他们成功，他们要自己负责任。
Whether they succeed or fail, they will have to take responsibility for their decisions.
好像箭要射出去。
It's like shooting an arrow.
射出去以后，
When you shoot an arrow,
就让箭自己决定自己的命运吧。
The arrow will find its own target.
我们同心祷告。
Okay, let us pray.
亲爱的天父啊，
Our Father in Heaven,
家是爱的窝，
Give this place of love,
让我们在家里面享受爱的恩典，
And turn our homes into a place of love and grace.
我们爱上帝，爱耶稣基督。
Help us to love God and to love Jesus Christ.
也让我们在家里彼此相爱。
And help us love each other in our homes.
让我们的家成为爱的家，爱的窝。
And let our homes become a place of love.
将你的名得着荣耀。
Let your name be praised.
求你垂听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
把今天所念的经文铭刻在我们心里面，实行出来。
And help us keep the scriptures to be read today in our hearts.
求你垂听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.